Hello, everyone. I'm about to say what happened.
Oh, wait a minute.
Welcome to the very... Oh, what part is it?
Go ahead.
Oh, if you want to go, go.
Don't start that shit.
Go, go, uh-uh.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
But that's what it says. We already established that. Thank you. Welcome. I'm sorry. Thank you. Welcome to the very VARY necessary.
What you thanking for?
I don't know. I'm thankful that I woke up today.
Amen.
Amen.
Grateful.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. And that's enough. That's enough to be thankful
all
for.
All by itself.
Because you know,
he woke you up.
A couple weeks, a week and a half ago now. The death of Rich Homie Quan. I wasn't expecting to see the headlines on that,
but he took his own life.
Yeah. Well, he OD'd.
Yeah.
And is it wrong for me to say, was it OD'd on heroin or like, does it matter? No, it don't matter, but I'm curious. And am I wrong for being curious?
I have not been able to listen to the 911.
Why are you in your house with your family doing drugs to the point where you lose your life?
So was that it? Because I
people that OD don't know that they're going to OD.
But why are you in your house doing drugs? You have a little person that lives there, because she says on the 911 call.
That's an addiction.
That, right. But she says on the 911 call, he never came to bed that night. I had to leave the house that morning to take my baby to school, and I saw he was down there. I thought he was asleep, so I put the cover over him. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he hadn't moved. He was in that same position, and that's when I felt him, and he was cold.
So I did read, so was it one pill or was it...
Oh, so it's pills, several. He OD'd.
We don't know.
Yeah, it's conflicting reports.
It could have been multiple drugs.
Right. Right.
You know, there's a thing now where they cocktail drugs to get a bigger high. I'm not saying that happened for sure.
And he's so young.
He was 34.
He would have celebrated his 35th birthday October the 4th.
Yep. Dang.
I also want to point out, it was just, and it could be just a coincidence that, you know, Young Thug is still on trial, which is just crazy
and
to me.
And so they also showed his picture. Or they showed him live when they broke the news, and you should have seen his face.
Right. I heard they went into recess. My understanding is they went into recess.
Oh, he was.
But you know they weren't friends anymore.
Right.
So.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
But they, in during the trial this week, they spoke about, they asked Woody, who is
Woody's
all
still
over,
out there.
Woody is still out there.
Child.
And they just mentioned Rich Homie Quan. On you know, the thing, and asked him about shooting up Rich Homie Quan's father's barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we go. I don't even think it was 2 days later, he's gone.
So is that a conspiracy going
on? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I haven't, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because I happen to like.
So how was
Rich
his
Homie.
Face? Well, how was Thugger's face? Was it shock, or was it he knew this was gonna happen?
You can tell, even though they weren't like mm-hmm. they were, to hear that
it was like a drop, like a sink, like
it wasn't like good.
Okay,
that much, you know, right.
He OD'd. He really OD'd,
right? So you kind of never know how to feel about something like that, because
it could have been him.
Yeah.
And I think where you're coming from in that time when he got the message, because think about it, if he wasn't in court, you don't know what lifestyle he was into.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could have been me.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of people are saying it's maybe jail saved him,
right,
and saved his life.
Yeah.
Right now.
Because a lot of times when you see people doing the same thing you're doing and the unfortunate happened for them, you take a step back and you be like, man, that could have been me. But guess what? Sometimes that don't stop them. And it's all because of the addiction is stronger than the will.
Right.
And I know one, you know, Yoshi and I, we noticed his resemblance to the late David Ruffin. And so we used to call him David Ruffin, David Ruffin all the time.
And look at how David Ruffin died.
Right. And so I sent y'all a clip and it stated that other people noticed that how much he looked at, looked like him. And he stated in his, he was like, but I'm not going to go out like that. And I just was like, oh, man. Yeah. He was like, I know he's
But you didn't do anything to prevent yourself from going out like
but
that.
But my question is, was he taking the pill, you know, kind of like the Gerald LaVert thing. Was he taking the pills because he was not feeling better? He wasn't feeling good or what? My hope and prayer is that maybe he wasn't feeling good and he was taking this pill. Mm. However, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, rap. Well, today's rap has lost another and
a great one.
Yeah. My condolences go out to his family. But
I was surprised that his girlfriend didn't know what defibrillator was. She said, I don't know.
I'm surprised why would the 911 caller assume that I have a defibrillator in my house?
That was number one.
Because I just told you I was at home.
Right.
And I found him on my couch. But I mean, think about what you're dealing with when you're dealing with those type of men. They might not have always the most educated women. They may not. It's very few that have like college educated and, you know, women that have those heads, the head to match the whole picture. So, but we didn't want to bring in the show on such a
No, but
they had some hits. They had some hits together.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I was playing them all weekend. I was like, that okay, I forgot about the song. Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how the two of them used to be such a force.
Wow. Yeah.
And now they're, you know.
And he said he was open to a conversation, but we'll never get the conversation now. And another thing, just to touch on it, then we'll move on. When Quavo posted that picture and all them people around him was either dead and then thuggers in jail. I know Quavo. And then, of course, him and Offset aren't speaking. But my understanding, they have now had another conversation because they realize, you know.
Who was this little girl that Offset seen? The one that he just took the picture with the blonde hair.
Wait, he ain't with the Cardi no more?
Oh, no. She divorced. No. She announced she was pregnant and she announced she was divorced.
Right,
too.
I mean, divorced. So he's now, I think I took a picture of them, a screenshot it on my phone, but he was just seen at an award show with another young lady, fair skin, blonde hair. And, you know, everybody's commenting that he doesn't look happy and da 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 da. But your wife, because y'all still ain't divorced, is pregnant with your third child. And this what you need to be doing right now? I just think there's a decorum that you should have because technically this is considered cheating, isn't it not?
I mean,
we're not officially divorced.
Right.
You haven't seen Cardi with any men out in the public.
I like Cardi.
Me too.
I really like Cardi.
Very intelligent.
So you get mixed reviews on she knew he won't shit, da 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 da. She should have never got pregnant from him for the third time. But my thing is, this your husband. We don't know what's going on in y'all house. We don't know what kind of understanding y'all got. And I don't feel like anybody should condemn her for the one, two, or third child that she's had with him. However, I'm looking at his conduct because technically you're still a husband. Think about if your kids see you in the tabloids with this woman. It's disrespectful to them.
You know, after that second pregnancy, and remember they split up and she really went on a rant on on Instagram Live, whatever. After that, they, you know, not shortly after that, but it took a minute for them to get back together. Okay, she had this baby. I think that was the last time that she was going to have a rant for him because she didn't do a rant this time. She's like, I'm done. I am done. Mm-hmm. You're out there. that's choosing her first. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the choices that she made with him, she decided to choose me over the situation. Mm-hmm. Because if she always chooses a situation, it's going to be a cycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, so, and you know what? This could have totally been Cardi's plan. She might have wanted to have all her children by the same man, her mm-hmm. husband. Right. And mm-hmm. now she's done having children mm-hmm. and maybe she can focus on her career now. And she's in a place where she can take care of all of her children by herself right. or with the, you know, support of her family. Mm-hmm. And girl, kudos to you, because this is what we got to stop doing. We got to stop trying to get the public to understand mm-hmm. how and why we make the decisions we do for each for right. ourselves mm-hmm. when ain't nobody got to live your right. shit but you.
Right. Absolutely.
Nobody. So, I mean, hey, if you like it, baby, I love it. Do your right. thing.
Exactly. Because I know I would.
But make sure, but to counter what I just said, when you gonna leave somebody like Cardi,
it better be an upgrade.
Level up, motherfucker. Don't
5 XP points. 10 XP experience points.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, because most women yes. probably wanted to be with him because he was the husband of Cardi B. So now what's going to happen that you all aren't together?
Only thing I wish is that nothing leaks from intimate conversations. Yeah. You know, like, because right. when people get angry and mad, they yeah. want to tell everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that this is not the time nor place, and it should never happen.
But then that shows me that you never loved me.
Right.
If you can take something that I disclosed to you mm-hmm. or that we did together at a very intimate and loving time and try to humiliate me with it, mm-hmm. you never loved me. You don't love me. You never loved me. And you have no respect for me or my children. And with that, you can never speak to me again. You can't ask for my, you can't apologize to me and expect me to accept it, mm-hmm. you know, later on down the line. No, nothing. You're dead to me at mm-hmm. that point.
Mm-hmm. Let it die. Just the relationship died. So let all the whatever happened die with it. Like, just let it go. Just bury it. And right. I've seen too many right. times where relationships, and I see more men do it now than women.
Because they hoes.
Oh, yeah.
they the new hoes.
What, you talking about talking?
Men.
No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These want to take screenshots and post the screenshots mm-hmm. or general conversations.
And have you heard them on the podcast? Yeah. Especially the celebrities, boy. That be some juicy
with
stuff come out.
Zest ass. Mm.
Some juicy
sassy
stuff come out.
And zesty.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. So zesties.
Sazesty. Oh, we done created a new word, sazesty.
Sazesty.
We're gonna go ahead and
please trademark it.
Trademark it and then enter it into the Webster's Dictionary so we can get a part of
the
American
new
English. The English language.
The 2024 niggas is sazesty.
And then if they, you know how most things have a picture mm-hmm. of the yeah, and then we can put a collage together.
I knew shit was going left when them little boys came back with them tight knuckle buster pants they was wearing that looked like they capri pants and shit.
I just thought they were trying to be like the rock stars.
The tight
the rock
knuckle
stars
busters,
do
the knuckle buster knickerbockers.
I just thought
that's
they
what
were
I
trying
call
to be like the rock God. Stars.
So if you are a gentleman with tight pants that come to your calves, you got on knuckle buster knickerbockers.
Yeah, well, guess
pumps.
What?
And
wait a minute, Yoshi.
At the same time,
you bring that up. But offsetting them was the ones that brought that stuff in. The Migos brought that back. Rich
you,
Homie Quan, Young Thugger. They brought all that design and fashion in.
So now when y'all see them, you just call them the KKs. They knuckle bust the knickerbockers. And tell them Glodine.
Prince wore tight pants and stuff.
Prince
was just another.
So let me explain something.
I should say Prince. That was a
y'all
whole.
Y'all got.
Y'all
had
the one that could wear lips.
Y'all had
Lana.
Y'all had men.
And get your
and y'all had
work.
Prince. Y'all had men.
Then Prince.
And y'all had Prince. Y'all had homosexuals, heterosexuals,
and then Prince.
And Prince.
Because he fit.
He didn't go. Yeah, he. You can't box that.
You can. He can have a perm.
Him and Michael Jackson always arched eyebrows.
Blow the child. Yeah. He was the first to have a Dominican blowout.
2-3 inch heels.
It was noise.
And still get all your girls.
Yeah, all your girls.
Come up and go to the hairdresser and say, I want my hair like Prince.
Right. And Snoop Dogg. I don't care. Because Snoop Dogg has some pretty hairstyles, too.
You go sit in the chair. What you want today? I want the Prince.
I want the Prince. I want the Snoop Dogg candy curls.
No. Remember
when Snoop Dogg came out with them little, oh my God.
Remember Michael Jackson? What was the album cover? Michael Jackson had the Jerry curl, right? And he had the baby hair laid.
Oh, that was bad.
Was that bad?
Yes. I mean, that was bad.
Yes. You know they went to the hairdresser. And say,
that's what
give
I
me
want.
That, give me that Michael Jackson bad.
Yep.
The one hairstyle they should not ask for, and that's the Don King and
that's
the
what
other
they
Jackson.
Look like under the bonnet.
What's Jermaine Jackson? Do not ask for
neither
that.
Neither one. That's what it looked like under the bonnet. Though.
That might have been Thriller, Yoshi. Hold on a minute. That might have been Thriller. Hold on.
That's what they look like under the bonnet.
Is it Thriller?
Yeah.
I'm looking down.
It was one of the two. But
or was it when he had the white?
No, that wasn't it.
That is. Okay.
No, look, sure. Look on back. He had the black. Him.
Okay, that must have been bad.
And
then I think that was bad.
I think Prince's best hair was when he had the little ruffle shirt with the little purple jacket on.
You know what? I know y'all probably don't watch Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But Lord, that season.
Where he was playing basketball.
With those shirts and the blouses.
Yes.
Shirts, that's the best one.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I don't start rewatching it.
But anyway, Lord, we miss Charlie Murphy, don't we?
Oh, gosh.
Because could nobody play that thing. Yeah, we had some good old
Charlie
times.
Murphy and Rick James was on there.
Yes.
That was good.
I tell you, what a time we be having. Because ain't nobody going to never... have the same music, have the same, I don't know.
It's not off the wall.
The little funny nuances,
like
everything that we know. You got to find the one from Bad.
That's bad right there.
That's it?
Okay, that's bad right there, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That nigga clean. That nigga clean to the bone.
He had it on this one, too.
He had a wave nouveau. That don't look like a regular Jerry curl.
You know what that hairstyle look like?
You know that's bad. You know that's back in style.
Look, you know what that hairstyle look like?
$2,000. I'm not getting the Jerry curl for $2,000. I'm not calling it Virginia curl.
Look, let me tell you what that hairstyle look like.
Nobody from Virginia got curls like that.
That hairstyle look like?
Nature.
Look, you go to the hairstylist. How you want your hair? You just sang that motherfucker.
Shoot. Yeah, honey. That's funny.
Don't start that shit. Don't start that shit in here.
I want the Billie Jean. I want human nature.
And then when you go to ask for the Prince hairstyle, this what you say. What you want today, girl? I never meant to cause you any problems.
Oh, you say.
I want under the chair moon.
Yes.
Wrecker Stoke.
Now, you know that was one of my favorites. That was one of my favorites. And now that boy hair was nice.
Oh, he had them finger
waves.
That's
what he had. That's the finger
waves. What you want, the Wrecker Stoke?
I want under the chair moon finger waves today.
I want the
Wrecker
Stoke.
That's what you know. We done got all the, look at him, DJ.
Because
we ain't gonna do right. We ain't got but a few minutes for our show.
And he knows
it.
That's why he sits there and says,
"Mr.
You
DJ,
know
put the show topic on for the boy."
Ladies, let me give you six things you should never do. Six things. I want you to write them down. Number one, run after man. Never run after man. Let him pursue you. Never run after man. Number two, never value a man more than you value yourself. You never make him feel like he's on a higher pedestal. You have just as much value as he does. Number three, want a man more than he wants you. You never show a man that you want him. It should be equal. It's a reciprocal. Number four, let him feel that you can't live without him, that life can't go on without him, that you can't move on, that you can't function, that you can't think without him. Number five, he don't have to provide and take care of you. He does. He's the man. He's the leader. He should provide and take. It is an honor for him to provide and take care of you. And number six, the last one, that you're a fan of his. You esteem him high. You're not a fan. You're a partner. These are six things, and I want you to repeat this over and over again, and I want you to share it with six other women and say these are things in the comments.
So if you were to add a seventh to that, Vaughn, what would you say don't do with a man?
So he said don't give them too much of the time. Let's see, what I would not do. Go back and forth with, no, that wouldn't fit that. But,
I mean, it makes sense.
I wouldn't go back and forth.
Okay. What wouldn't you do as a seventh? Susan.
Be.
Look, well, she said, looking out across the window.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What I would not do.
It's like a straight deal breaker.
I would not allow a man to control my
life,
my opinions, and
right.
I would say my opinions. I'm back and forth is that could be here.
That's yours.
I would say my opinions,
or views.
Views, yes.
POV.
You're not going to tell me my opinion doesn't matter or doesn't count. That I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that.
And I just wouldn't.
That's a control issue.
I wouldn't allow a man to stress how important I am in life.
Yes.
Period.
Oh yeah.
I know my worth. Did he say that?
Yeah, value him more than you value yourself.
Yeah, I just wouldn't let him control my life.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, yep.
What's yours?
I just have a mine is, and I've had this in recent a situation, like just to take me to a place that I've healed from, take me back.
Don't take me back.
Right. Words. Like, make me regress and take me to a place that I know I've healed from because you're not healed. Don't do it, bitch. Because, see, you know how they do the little thing when they go low, we go to hell.
Right.
See, now that's what we got to do.
No, when they go low, you're supposed to go high.
Look at Michelle Obama.
I'm just saying.
I'm there
on most days.
Yeah. I am a healer.
It's the intentional one. It's when it's intentionally done.
Right.
Right.
Especially
they know that you have healed from a place where you're finding comfort in knowing how to leave a situation that annoys people.
Right.
So they'll do anything they can to draw you backwards.
But, you know, everything he said made perfect sense.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back my grandmother.
Go over them again.
Don't run after a man.
Right.
Don't value a man more than you value yourself. Don't want to be with somebody more than them wanting to be with you. Don't ever show a man you can't live without them. Make him take care of you. It's an honor for a man to take care of you. Make him do that. Don't just be like, oh, I don't need you to do. No, that's what he's supposed to do. And never be a fan of his, to glorify him or hold him higher than, you know, what he needs, what he should be, especially when he's not doing king shit or, you know,
it gotta
the
be
stuff
equal.
That he's supposed to be doing. It has to be.
My
grandmother always told me, you never love a man more than he loves you.
Mm-mm.
Never. Mm-mm. Don't put up.
Oh, that is really bad, because we've seen people get lost in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Of love. And it's not even about men, even their children. Right. They love their children. And there's nothing wrong with loving your children. You're supposed to. But you get lost in the identity of your child, and you lose yourself, your self-identity, because your children going to grow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then where are you going to be?
Right.
That man can come and go. Then where are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
So you always got to protect yourself. You always got to make sure that you have an identity mm-hmm. in your, not just your relationship, but within yourself.
Right.
Right.
And that goes to, you know, career, finances, because let's say you've been a stay-at-home mom and now your children are grown. This man kirking off doing what he want to do, and now you don't have a way
Did
to
she
even
say kirk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Kirking. She kirk. Said the right name.
Okay.
Yeah, kirk.
Look, with no pun intended, but yes it is.
Right.
Cause that nigga kirking off and his name really Kirk.
Yeah.
Child, that's something Madison mm-hmm. got me saying. But it just comes down to, how did you know that your children were leaving the home? Maybe you didn't expect. Maybe you did expect for your man to show out. Now you can't leave because you don't have a way to fend for yourself, because mm-hmm. someone has always taken care of you. You were supposed to be using the time that your child was in school, whatever, to be preparing yourself for, hey, if at any point in time I ever had to be out on my own, because life is not certain. What if your husband were to die, get sick, anything?
Right.
You should be able to fend for yourself as a grown adult person.
Mm-hmm. The problem for me is women that are in situations like that, stay-at-home moms, where some men like that because it's a control
issue.
They want to mm-hmm. be able to control what you do, where mm-hmm. you go, who you're doing, you know, going with,
mm-hmm.
because they know that you cannot do it without them.
And they have the wallet to give you the money. Yeah.
Yep. I have a provider who I work for, and his wife, of course, he talks loud on his speakerphone every day. They have no children at home. Their children are grown. She called him one day to ask him, could she buy a bra from the store, because she doesn't work. So any purchases that are made, she has to call him and ask him first, outside of grocery shopping and doing basic bills. She has to call him. Any personal expenses, she has to call and ask him and get his approval.
I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Why are you looking at
her? I got that Scooby-Doo look.
I don't know.
Say what now?
Why you looking at me like that?
He's the sole provider of the home.
No, because what you've just said, this guy, Greg Davis, who I think just be saying stuff for following,
because
he caters to women.
Oh, he's just another Derek Jackson.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Oh.
He's going to just say whatever women going to grasp onto. But let's say this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the statements he makes is, it's a privilege to take care of you. Okay, cool. All right, let's say that's what it is. You're supposed to be taken care of. This is what you're supposed to do. So, yes, if I'm the sole provider of the home, I'm the one providing everything, you bet to ask before you spend
a dime. For basic needs?
A bra?
We're not asking to buy expensive jewelry.
But you got to remember, too. If this man is taking care of all of the finances, that means that he's balancing the checkbook. He knows what he knows what's in there. He knows what's not in there. He knows what's about to come out. He knows what's what. So he needs to know. And maybe if it's not even asked, but he does need to be informed of what's being spent.
He needs to give her an allowance or
something. So usually people that are sole providers, they are allotted their spouse a stipend.
Well, if that's the case, then
allowance.
If that's the case and that's what she wants to do with that particular part of the fund,
right,
then that's a thing. But in a lot of homes, that's not the case. That's in some.
Yeah.
The majority of them, in which the man is the sole provider, whereas the woman doesn't work, all she does is stay home. I'm not saying that she doesn't make her own money. In the majority of the homes, that is the case.
You do. Why would that not? I don't understand how, if you want this man to take care of you, take care of everything, and you don't have no money that you put anywhere into anything, that you would. That
so
it's
you
not,
don't as, see nothing wrong.
No,
with,
it's not
with asking to buy a bra. I guess
I'm not saying. I'm just saying, even if it's not an ask, even if I'm going to say yes,
right.
It's the informing of such. And no, you don't work for me. And no, that's not the case. And I understand that you are an adult. Well, then if you're an adult, be an adult. Get a job.
So what's
have
the
your own
from
money so that
saying,
you don't have to. So that you,
okay,
so
right.
If you, so if get your own job, do your own thing. And if you want me to take care of the household stuff, that's cool. Stuff that is a necessity or what you feel is a necessity to you. Because what you may feel is a necessity to you, I may not feel is a necessity to you.
Okay.
When you're spending my money.
Right.
Because it's not our money.
Right.
You ain't working nothing. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't did nothing.
Okay. Mm. I got a question.
Flag on the motherfucking plate.
But what did you do? If you don't put
we taking care of the household.
I'm your wife. So when we work,
if you're working,
that's our income.
How was,
because yes, yeah. Wait,
hold, 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 hold.
Because you
because we're
chose
providing
for me
you.
Not to Listen, work. You wanted
I
me to be
choose,
at house.
I didn't choose anything. You think
they
any,
normally,
you think any
they
man
make the decision.
They made a decision.
Yes. They made a decision.
She's an actual provider. Nurse.
Together.
She is an actual
when
nurse.
When we get married and
they
have
made
kids,
a
I want you to
then,
be a stay-at-home
they
mom
made a
to raise the children.
That right. she was going to stay
that
home, correct?
That she could stay right. home.
Okay.
And so he says, and because we made this decision for her to stay home, my salary is our money that we live off of. Our money, meaning they made the executive decision that only he would have income coming in. So with me saying, can I go buy it versus, hey, hun, I bought a bra today. So if you see the $35 charge, that was me going to
But that's what
belts.
I said.
You said,
I said you
you're
don't have
using.
To ask. I said you don't have to ask, but
hold
you do have to inform.
But right. Hold on. But you said that's my money
exactly.
that I work for.
Exactly.
It's not your money.
The second,
it's our
the
money.
The second that you get on the sideline and run up and down like a crazy fool to get boys to do something, cool. Because you're not, because at the end of the day, like I think, and the problem I have with some of this stuff and conjecture that happens on the internet. Like, that's why I always say social media is not a real place. It's a place where we get content.
It's not a real place.
It's a place that we get content. We get content to entertain. And in the world of podcasts, we have some stuff to talk about. But there's a lot of people who see the internet as a real place. And they think that people are really living these lives. And the percentage of people that are actually living these lives is small. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of people who are actually living this life in which it's like, yeah, he gonna do everything and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that and I'm gonna just do what I want to do. It's not happening like that. Not today.
Mm-hmm. Point taken.
Not today. Yeah. And so if you say it's a privilege to take care of you, motherfucker, it's a privilege to be with me, who's a person who's willing to take care of you.
And I can appreciate that.
It's a privilege to be with me. Now, you and I think a lot of times some of this stuff, and I'll tell you why it's irritating to me. It's irritating to me because it devalues men. It 100% devalues men and what we actually do and what we can do. And actually, because this dude spent the whole thing devaluing men.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege to be with you. Let him know that you should not think higher of him than he thinks of you. I'm
but
not
he
saying,
said
I'm not,
it's an equal.
It isn't. It should be an equal thing.
Yeah.
But you mean to tell me that if you like somebody, let's say you like somebody more than you believe it's more than they like you, you're not going to let them know that you like them? Because maybe y'all in a different place emotionally and he hasn't gotten to that point yet, but he's headed there. So I'm not going to do this because what? Because I don't want to be seen as a person that
that's
actually likes you.
Appears desperate. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. Because Vaughn brought up a topic of a friend who is dating and
she's open dating.
Openly dating.
Mm-hmm.
So this man has knowledge of her courting other men.
Mm-hmm. So meeting him, or upon meeting him, they have conversation. And she tells him, well, I'm freshly new on the scene, 3 months. And he says, well, I've been single for a year and a half. And with her freshly singleness, she is still dating other people, whether she's intimate with them or just, you know, having the opposite sex friendship. Well, they got into a conversation because she told him that she just had company at the house. That's it. Oh, I missed your, I didn't answer your call because I had company. Mm-hmm. That's how all of that started. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, was it your ex? And she said, yes, we are still good friends. We just, we are better off in the place where we are. And so he asked her, are you still having sex with him? Now, she only known this guy for less than 2 months. And in the process of meeting him, she was ending a relationship mm-hmm. with her ex. Now, she says, it ain't none of his business if I'm sleeping with whoever. Mm-hmm. Who is he to tell me that, you know, he needs to know if I'm sleeping with someone? Why does he need to know if she is not in a space where she is finding this man, you know, pursuing him like he's pursuing her? Mm-hmm. Because, see, he's pursuing her.
Okay.
And in his mind, he's like, well, I think I need to know, because if I'm pursuing you, then I need to know what I'm up against.
That does, well, I think, not in that logical sense of the thing, not what I'm up against, because I don't think when you're pursuing somebody.
Oh, it's more of a competition now. But because he said, I'm trying to get what he's gotten.
That's fine. That's fine dating, right? I get it. But if I'm pursuing you and apparently he's trying to date her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're dating, to me, it would be important if you're having sex. I need to know if you're having sex or not with other people. And the reason being is I know how to carry myself
in this situation.
I do need to know how to carry myself in this situation. Because let's say we date. Let's say we get to the point where we go on a date and something happens. And we get to that point knowing that you're having sex with somebody else and we're about to have sex. I know a couple of things. A bunch of stuff that need to happen for me to keep myself safe. Because you out there,
you should be safe regardless anyway.
But some people are a little bit more comfortable when they know the person is only with them.
If the person has been established.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, yes, you should be. But if a guy is being open enough to say, hey, look, I'd appreciate it if you did let me know. Because I'm gonna be on the other side letting you know if that's the case. Because if you had the same question, well then that means it's not gonna work.
No, you should already go in assuming that this person is single. They're gonna be having relations, possibly.
Possibly.
So it's none of my business to know if he's out there having sex.
But that's my point.
Because if I decide that I do want to have sex with you, you're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Now, you might not be a person. So, because to me, if let's say this guy's in a place where he doesn't like to date people, because I've dated somebody once who her thing was she doesn't want to date somebody who's dating other people. Cool. Not in a relationship, just as dating other people. Cool. Then me and you don't need to talk.
Right.
He might be a person who's like, oh, he's okay with you dating other people because we are trying to figure out this thing. You have just recently got to the streets. But if you're saying, hey, you're having sex with other people, that might be his thing. I can date somebody who's dating other people, but not somebody who's sleeping with other people. That might be his thing. And that might be like, okay.
If I'm dating, you just assume that I might be sleeping
with
them.
See, but that's an assumption for you. That's not an assumption for everyone.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's you, though.
Yeah.
I mean, right. That's you.
Not everybody is thinking
the same way.
So going into it, we should ask questions versus just assuming. So I don't
because
really.
Because some people may not be
but
honest.
But here's the thing, though. They've never actually been out on the first date.
They haven't had a first date yet.
Well, then it's on her to say, you know what? It's a red flag. I'm out.
Right.
Now the ball is in her court.
Because
if you don't feel comfortable with that, because for the guy, it could be a thing where, like I said, yeah, we haven't been on a date yet, but apparently we're talking because we're interested in each other. I'm assuming you're still answering the phone because you're interested in me. I'm calling you because I'm interested in you. We're trying to get to a place where there is a date that happens.
So should I disclose if I'm single and I'm dating? And 6 men have my interest, but I'm not exclusively dating anyone. I'm just maybe holding conversation. Should I disclose to those 6 men, hey, I'm not in a relationship. I'm actively just trying to feel things out. Hadn't been on a date one with any of you, but I'm just doing the screening process. We interviewing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute I start to decide I want to have sex with someone, should I alert the other 5 that, hey, I know we just in the screening process, but I done screwed applicant number 3. So I just wanted to put that out there. Is that appropriate?
That's on you to decide on whether that's appropriate or not. I think it's in each situation, you deal with it the way you
feel.
If you're
applicant number 4, do you want to know that though?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Me personally? Yeah, me personally, because I'm going to be just as honest with you. I'm going to tell you stuff without even, hey man, look, went out the other night, did some things. I'm going to be as open, because I want the line of communication to be as open as possible.
I can appreciate that.
I want the line to be open, because let's say, hell, let's say you end up pregnant at whatever tender age we at.
It can happen.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say that happens. The knowledge of knowing that there are other applicants for daddy.
Okay. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think that you need to disclose. I think that some information should be disclosed in a sense in which if there's other people being physically involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though, let's say you wrap it up, some people aren't safe when they get fellatio. Some people aren't safe when they do those other things that can cause other issues, not necessarily just pregnancy or just from the penile implementation.
That's why you don't see.
Yeah, that's why you don't put your mouth on everybody, which is true. But that's not the case for everyone.
Right.
So it might, if you're sleeping with other people, let's say me and you have had some relations and we're just dating and I know you're dating other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you got down with me, if you say, yeah, I'm sleeping with other people, I ain't kissing you in the mouth. It's all kind of stuff that now changes how I see you, because I know what you did with me. I might not necessarily do with you somebody else. But
that's
like I said,
too much.
But that's what I'm saying.
He has valid points.
But that's the reason why people end up with stuff.
There's a time for that to happen.
Yeah.
But if we are just on the phone talking, if we have been to each other's home, but we've never been out on the first date, I visit your home, you visit me at my home, but we have not made that first date. Or I don't even know if I'm sure if I'm interested in you just yet. I feel like there is a time and place for everything. And in her situation, she was saying she feels that he's been single too long and he's ready to take things to the next level. And she's not there yet. She was like, I am fresh and I'm just not there where he is. He needs to back off a little bit, because to her that's a little too aggressive.
But you know, I can respect what she's saying, but I can also now kind of unpacking it, understand what Yusuf was saying. So basically, no two people are ever going to meet at the level of understanding at the same time. Let's put it out there. So when a situation arises, we have to just put shit on the table and make an executive decision at that point in time. Do we continue going forward how we are now that we have an understanding? Or shall I say, hey, this is too much for me. No, I'm a head out. Or I can deal with this and say no. But I think the disservice we do to ourselves is staying in some bullshit and keeping lines of communication open with people, knowing that, hey, we already got a difference of opinion that ain't gelling.
100%. 100%. We're not meeting philosophically on the same level. And that's why I say there's no need for her to feel a kind of way about it or get upset about it. And there's no reason for him to feel some type of way about it. It's just they don't have a meeting of the minds in this moment.
Okay, so then he asked her, well, you know, I wanted you to come over and spend the night with me the other night, and you know, you're not coming over to spend the night. And she told him,
been on the first
right day, and she said to him, like, yes, you are pursuing me, but I have not yet decided if I want to pursue you. I need to get to know you more. And you haven't allowed me to do that because you are trying to jump from, hey, my name is, to
spend
the night with me.
Look, he trying to jump spend into
the nights with me tonight. Like, for her, she just feels that he is moving a little too fast. And she said, you know, he seems to be a nice guy, but she feels like it's a little bit too controlling for me to tell him my whereabouts and what, like, I'm doing. And
he feels like we're not there yet.
I think that's a legitimate point. I believe that's a legitimate point for her.
Right.
You know, like, this, I'm not in a place in which I want to get serious right now. I'm just getting out of something. I want to be single. And in my singleness, that means me not divulging my information, my personal information, to anyone that I'm trying, that wanting to date me, because I know I don't want to be serious.
And this is also a damn near 60-year-old man that's never been married.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a red. So in all.
How is that a red flag if he's never been married?
You know, I don't knock people for not being married at a age.
Certain age.
Yeah, I really don't. Because maybe he just never had.
I don't knock anybody for being married at a certain age. But when you tell me the longevity of the relationships he's been in,
mm-hmm,
and the commitments he's been in, and you've never married these women, and you've never married these women.
I mean, maybe he's wanted to be married, and the people haven't wanted to marry him.
Well, then,
I mean, it's just
he should have never stayed in those days.
Or maybe his selection of women has been off.
Well, she did tell me he said that he traveled a lot.
And that's another thing.
So, yeah, she's like, he traveled a lot. So I don't know what that means.
Maybe.
He was never able to
lay down roots anywhere enough to date. Because if I travel a lot for my job, that and I meet somebody in a particular area, that would involve them having to relocate their life. And maybe he's been in some things, but when it was time for him to relocate.
For the last they one, weren't willing, did move.
They weren't willing for him to relocate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a no for me.
It's a no for me.
It's gonna be a no.
Yeah.
And I mean, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
Yeah, I think there's some two different ways.
I just feel like when it starts off very tumultuous,
it was too strong
in the beginning. Yeah,
that was too strong.
Yeah, when you come off too strong, when you come off too controlling, when you come off too much,
let's have a few dates
in the beginning. Yeah, they ain't been on the first motherfucking date.
Some people don't understand that you really can be friends with your ex. They don't they can't fathom that.
Oh, she got you to be have, fucking.
Yeah, and it could be simply platonic from here on out. So some people can't. They don't understand that.
Because all he heard was the nigga who she used to sleep with was over there, and she didn't answer the phone.
And it's been 3 months.
The first thing that entered his mind was they was fucking.
Right,
and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but the point I was trying to make is it's up to her to decide whether she wants to be in that place.
You see the growth in me?
Yeah.
Because see, before I would shut down and be like, oh, shit. Here go with the motherfucker. But I am allowing myself to hear points of view from men because we know don't always respect it.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah.
Man be doing something to my
Shana.
Yeah.
And but I appreciate everything you said. I can respect what you said. I can even agree with
Okay, let me ask you this, Yoshi. Is it first conversation? Is it the second? Like, when do you ask that question? Are you sleeping with your ex? Is it from the gate or?
No, I think that's just conversation. I don't.
If it has to be organic?
I think it's organic. I don't think it's anything because it's a comfortability. Because if I'm not in a place where I'm comfortable with you asking me about my sex life, I'm not going to ask you about yours.
And I was going to say the wording. I think the wording, maybe you should have said, maybe, I don't know, it said, well, you know, how involved are you all or something like that.
Or sometimes some people will be like, if for me, if I want to know something, I've been known to be blunt.
Have you cut it off with your ex?
I just think men. Right.
Maybe that's
the word. Yeah, it was more of the word.
Men automatically ask sexual questions too early in the freaking conversation, as is.
I don't. Let me say this.
And the fact he said to her, "Well, I want what he has had."
See, well, he corny. Well, so like, I mean, let's just put that where it is. Yeah. I mean, he's just corny.
I'm pursuing you, and you know, I want what he had.
Now, he's just corny. So, I mean, you can't change corny. Like, he just is what he is.
I didn't know that part. I said, where did you meet him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
maybe I didn't hear that part.
And why are you still talking to him? Like, why are you still trying to date him?
And I think that's probably why they had not gone out on a date.
Right.
Because of the simple fact he is corny.
Yeah, that's the thing. He is. That's
a
not
57-year-old cornball.
Yeah, and...
And that's why he probably ain't never been married.
Yeah, well, and that could be the case.
I said probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. But then I also feel like some people don't ask the question.
Is it a turn off to ask? Is it a turn off to ask very intimate questions in the first date?
It depends on the conversation.
It depends on the person and the maturity of the people.
And it depends on the conversation.
Because if you can, as my grandmother would say, talk under my clothes and ask me about, you know, sexual positions.
Or should you?
Who I'm still having sex with. Then I can ask you about your money. I can ask you about your money and your finances.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I just feel like it depends. I've had conversations where it's been.
Can
I ask you how much money you make a year? Since we're talking about sexual positions now.
That's personal.
Okay.
I don't care.
I need to see the taxes.
That's
an individual brought me his whole tax. You remember that?
Yeah,
brought the whole portfolio for me. I was like,
because I think that people.
Different.
It depends.
That was definitely.
It depends on the person. I think the person that takes offense to it is a person who has something, in essence, depending on where the conversation is going. Because we might be talking about finances, and if we're talking about finances, that's a fair question.
But it should be open for any type of question. If you're asking me personal information.
What I'm saying is I think that it depends. Like, I've been a part of conversations where it has been about finances. I've been a part of conversations where it's been sexual from the gate. Like, the first conversation we were on the phone, the first 10 minutes, and I wasn't even the one that started the conversation.
It
just kind of was her, and it kind of went in that route. You know, what is a fantasy? What is something you haven't done? What is this? What is that? What have you done? And it's just kind of been on that road. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about a bunch of other stuff, 3 and 4 conversations down the road, but I've been a part of early conversations. Now, it is weird if every time you talk to the dude, it's hey, you know, it's about sex. And I do think that is weird. I think it's weird when every time a woman is on the phone, if a woman's on the phone with me, she's talking about sex or she's talking about money. Mm-hmm. Like, there's somebody I used to date that I don't no longer date, that to this day, if they having when they had a financial problem then, I didn't help them. And they're having a financial problem now, they'll ask me for help.
Right.
I ain't got it.
Right.
I didn't have it then. I don't have it now. I definitely don't have it now. But I'm just saying, I think the conversations just go wherever they go. We're talking about mental health. It just, and I think a person who can have an array of conversations, you always have things to talk about. And those guys that only, I think that those people that only stick on that topic whenever you get on the phone, there is no conversation to have other than that. They lack the intellectual ability to have more conversation outside of that, because really that's all they're trying. That's how they gratify themselves, and that's what they're trying to get to. That's my personal opinion. So I don't think it's a thing it's too early or too late. I just think it's whatever the flow of the conversation is.
Okay.
If you're comfortable in that flow, like if there's some dead air and he goes, well, what color are your drawers? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
the color of the day.
What the band say on this skit?
What color are your nipples?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like something like that. That's just like,
what? Sir, what?
The color of your lips.
See, but he would like that answer.
Yeah. So like really we not even feeding into that.
He would like that answer. That's right up his alley now.
I just so basically that whole little blurb that we in tangent, we in rabbit hole we went down just now was to kind of like in a nutshell just say ask for what you want. And have an understanding of what you want and the other person want. And to also always keep yourself at value, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. because it was a gentleman talking to women. But I feel like it could definitely be a dual situation.
It can, but I'm going to be a CL at this point. I'm a woman. I can't speak for a man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So,
and that's why I'm here.
So, in this case, I definitely feel like no two people trying to seek each other out should run after the other one or be made to feel like I feel like I like this person more than they like me. Mm-hmm. I want to take a step back.
Or feel like they
can't live without that person or
that's dangerous.
Yeah. Or feel like they should not feel as though they should be provided for in the same sense. Like he said before, that it's a privilege to have someone to want to provide for you. So, I mean, we could take that totally into duality terms and just say, just do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Everyone mm-hmm. is Absolutely. Not your person. Right. And if you see that it's not going to be a good fit in things on a good term right. before shit go left.
Because right. you might make a great friend. Yeah. You know, you might be great at being friends.
Yeah. So. I mean, everybody ain't supposed to be together. Your, this right, shit is like mister. Literally trial.
And you said something. Era. You said something a while back in a previous episode. You said people don't allow themselves to heal before they get into a new relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I would say for that man, if she is not ready, that means she's not healed from where she is to pursue the same level that he's on, possibly.
True.
And I would say allow people to heal before you jump into the next phase in life.
True.
Well, she should. That's why I said that she should be like, hey, look, this ain't for me. You ain't for me. I'm out. And if she has the choice.
Right. And I would say also, if she did say that and down the ball's back into his
and
court.
And he could have said the same
and
thing.
And he could say, okay, you know what? I need to step back. I like you and I'm willing to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether he put it on a time limit, whether I don't know if people do that or not, or see how the progression is adding up. Possibly, but
I do think he needs to take a step back.
Or he needs to say, yeah,
you're relax.
I need someone that's already been single for a while like me that's ready.
Relax.
Yeah, he need to relax.
He really needs to relax.
Yeah, he's
gonna be 60 years old soon.
He's doing the most.
And he probably
it's a lot of men gonna be 60. ED. With erectile
dysfunction. He got ED?
No, I said he probably will have
a bad attitude by their damn selves in a minute. Mm. Yeah. So.
How unfortunate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All disabled.
Take care of yourself,
all
sirs.
Handicapped and disabled and they nobody can want still your little mean, angry ass. And you just adding on to the disability being sketchy and acting fool. Yeah. Already can't do nothing and you act bad, boy, get the fuck out of here.
Now, if she really want to ask the truth, do you have an ED problem?
You know what? He got a honey pack. That's why he wanted to come spend a night.
Oh, Lord. Then you're going to have the nerve to ask to spend a night.
Hey, they said them honey packs are different.
Okay, I missed all that.
Yeah,
I missed it all.
He told her, he was like, I wanted you to spend the night with me the other night.
You ain't even fed
and
me
that's
yet.
When we were like, we hadn't you ain't even had a first nothing. Date. Just because we been to each other's homes to visit we've had conversations over the telephone.
Mm-mm.
No.
That doesn't mean, that doesn't equals... first date in the bed.
Right. I guess he say him.
He got more yesterday than tomorrow.
He gonna make every day count.
He should have made it work out with his exes or something.
We leaving. I don't want to talk about this sucker shit.
I feel like we just got started.
Fucking mangy geriatric patients.
Oh, gosh. Y'all, thank you for tuning in today's episode. Never miss an episode on our website at the Very VARY Necessary Podcast.com. You can catch us on all social platforms.
Inject them.
And send us an also very necessary letter. Yeah. Let us know. You know, like, what does first dates look like for you? First conversations look like for you? Is it asking intimate questions straight up, or, you know, just let us know. Let us know how you feel about this episode. The email is thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. Sue. I don't even know why we're laughing.
Because
y'all laughing
to the right of me, okay? Every time, each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health.
Why? Right now, it's the mental health.
Yes, y'all work on it. Right?
Why? By Shrek.
Because
by Shrek, the ogre
necessary.